Blog Talk Radio.
To everything that is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to keep silent. A time to dance. A time to cast away stones. And a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace. And a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get. And a time to lose. A time to keep. And a time to cast away. A time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. Good afternoon, everyone, and it's 2 p.m., December 4th, 2018, in the Dayton, Ohio area, and it's time for your favorite podcast, Chatting from the Word with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well and you are having a glorious day today, being in the Lord and rejoicing and thankful to the Lord for another day. We here at Chatting from the Word, we hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk as you traveled through this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalms 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Here, we hear from Chatting from the Word, we hope that you'll have God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word enjoy chatting with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. Oh, I am so delighted to be with you again this afternoon. I don't know about you all, but I am so pumped up. What about you all? Are y'all pumped up? Are y'all glad? Are y'all happy to be in the Lord this afternoon? I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that the Lord is in my life. What about you? What about you? Do you have that joy? That continuous joy and happiness that Jesus Christ is in your life? But if you do not have that joy, if you do not have that joy, you're in the right place this afternoon. Turned on the right podcast so that you can hear a portion of the Word of God. Oh, I'm so glad that you're here with me today. We hope and pray that you're listening. We hope and pray that you're learning the graciousness of God, the mercy of God. Grace, his mercy, and his love. And if you want to call your host and talk with him, Our call in number is 657-383-0883. If you want to call in and talk with your host again, our number is 657-383-0883. Oh, my friend, we're so glad you're here with us and joining us. And we have another lesson to bring to you this afternoon. If you want, what time we're on Mondays through Fridays at 2. If nothing is stopping Brother Oscar or hindering me of coming on, we will be here every day at 2. So get your ears ready to listen to another portion of God's divine word. It was the Apostle Paul who said in 1 Thessalonians 5, 17, 18, pray without ceasing. In everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We here chatting from the Word, we love to pray. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for or to pray with you about, call in. You can call in now. Our call in number is 657-383-0883. And if you don't call in, that's fine, because right below the show, is a place where you can put your comments. And if you, as I just said, if you want to, Brother York, get away for you, I'm open to that. If it's not on the program, I'm open to that. But if you want Brother Oscar to pray for you on the program, let me know. Let me know. We will pray for you here on Chatting from the Word. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your wonderful blessings that you brought our way. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary Mountain, that we through him may have salvation, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you for this day. For, Father, we recognize on yesterday, this day was not even promised to us. But, Father, because of your grace, your mercy, and your love that you have for us, that you allow us to see this day. And, Father, thank you all over the place for you, Father. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for providing for us, because, Father, we recognize you, Jehovah Jireh, you sees and you provides. Father, we thank you so much for that. We want to pray for our listeners, Father. We want to pray for each listener that they are enjoying this program, that they are happy, that they are alive this afternoon to enjoy this program. And we want, Father, pray for those that are suffering with an ailment right now, Father, and they're suffering with diabetes, with arthritis, with heart problems, with stroke, and their body does a performance once did. And we're going to come praying for those, Father, in the nursing homes and behind prison bars. Father, we want to pray for them all, that you allow them to get well, that you allow them to find some happiness in what they're suffering or what they're going through, Father. And Father, we want to pray for our young people today. In the world, Father, that is so confused, Father, in the world that is so topsy-turvy and don't know what's right and what's wrong, Father, we recognize, Father, easy for our young people today. So, Father, we pray for them. We pray, Father, that you be with them, help them to grow in your in the nurturing admonition in you, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we come praying for our program, Chatting from the Word, Father. We pray that you can we can keep on the air. We pray, Father, that we can always bring enjoyment to those that are listening to our program, Father. And now we want to pray for the lesson that we have on our hearts. We pray that it may soften somebody's heart today to turn to you and to see Jesus and to be a part of the body of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We want to thank everyone for praying with us this afternoon. We're so delighted that you did. We're so glad that you did. And try not to leave anybody out. We hope and pray that we have hit everyone. When we pray and we hope and pray that we have said something to help you along your Christian walk and your Christian journey. So we're so thankful that this afternoon. Again, you all who have been listening to me for quite some time, and you all who've been watching my show on YouTube, we've been asking for sponsorship. Brother Oscar, he is not a rich man by no means, and we need help to bring this program on the air in a mighty, mighty way. I don't know about you, but I recognize if we can uplift our show and make it possible so that we can reach as many as we can with the gospel of Jesus Christ, I believe that we can win some souls here. What about you? What about you? Do you believe that chatting from the Word, of course, God's Word, can win souls today? I believe it can. It did it so many years, and you're still doing it today. So if you truly believe that God's word is living and on fire today, support our program today. We don't ask for much, Brother Oscar. He's not a greedy person. $1 a month will do. 10, whatever your finances can handle, we ask that you help us here at Chatting from the Word. John, Brother York, Brother Oscar here hand in hand and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And again, we ask for subscribers for our YouTube station. Subscribe to Chatting from the Word on YouTube. We everyone to watch that program, because again, I believe that it's helping somebody out there. Now, if Brother Oscar is wrong, let me know. Now, nobody have not allowed me to know, Brother Oscar, you ain't doing no good. But if I'm not doing any good, Brother Oscar, no, I take this show down if I'm not doing no good, but I hope and I know that I am. So subscribe to our program on YouTube and give me a thumbs up, a thumbs down. You know, Brother Oscar, he is not scared of criticism, and that's fine. If you even hear me saying something wrong, let me know. You can call me here. The call in number is 657-383-0883. Or I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox me there and talk with me. Many already have. And I appreciate everyone that have spoken to your brother here. Okay? And you can email me at OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or you can visit my webpage. That's right. Brother Oscar has a webpage. It's Oscar York Publishing. You can leave a line or two and talk with your brother on his webpage. And while you're on my webpage at Oscar York Publishing, you know what? We have a bookstore online. And I have authored two books. That's the only two in my bookstore right now. Maybe later on we'll write some more books or either carry other people's books. But right now, we only have two books to sell. One is A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, that's $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which is hardback, that's also $21.50. And if you want both books, it is $43, okay? So, go to my webpage, leave me a line or two, buy my books, they will also help us here at Chatting from the Word. And also, you can also, and I forgot about this part, you can also give a one-time gift. If you want to give a one-time gift, that's also welcome. And I'm also have a PayPal account. If you want to drop it in my account at PayPal, I got twisted a little bit. At PayPal, you can also do that. I'm trying to think what else I need to say here. And as I said, we're on every day at 2 o'clock at this time. And if you, I know some of you say, "Well, I'm busy at that time," but you're not busy. If you're not busy at 2 in the afternoon, tune us in, please, and listen to Chatting from the Word. And your brother here, he have made it easy for you to listen to the show because I do broadcast it on all the entities that we're on. You can listen to it then on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Google Plus, and all these entities that we are coming on. You can listen to the program because I believe, and I don't know about you, I believe that if we're going to live for Jesus Christ, we need to be in His Word. Because it is His Word that God talked to us. It is through the Word of Christ, Christ's Word, and Christ being the Word, according to John 1:1, okay, that we can, God can communicate with us and allow us to know that we are living and thriving for Him. So, we hope and pray that this program have helped you to understand the Word of God much better. All right, we finished with all that. I'm so glad we did. I'm so glad we finished with all that. So, today we have a good lesson for you. I believe it's a good one. And I entitled it, Let's Get Busy! Let's Get Busy, coming from John 21, 12 through 17. John 21, 12 through 17. And as always, if you have, you don't have a copy of God's Word, go get your copy of God's Word. I think I'll give you some time. If we got time, go get a copy of God's Word. Could we not spend that long on this lesson? Hope not. But like I said, Brolowski, he like the ever ready bunny. He keeps going and going and going. This is what I'm talking on the good lesson, and we have a good one today. So go get your Bibles, and when you come back, we're going to begin reading the text that we have chosen for this afternoon. Go get your Bibles, and as the rest are going to get their Bibles, as always, I enjoy bringing lessons to you at this time. We hope and pray that you're listening, and I hope and pray that you call in to listen to your show live or talk to your host. The call-in number is 3-0-6-5-7-3-8-3-0-8-8-3. I said it too fast. Let me slow it down. Here it comes. I'm sorry. The area code is 657-383-0883. Ah, now we got that out. Now, we hope you all who need to go get your word, the Bible, at the copy of God's Word, we hope that you have it now. And I believe we're going to start reading. Let's start reading at verse 11. The Bible says, Simon Peter went up, and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153, and for all that were so many, yet was not the net broken. And Jesus said unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples thus asked him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh, and taketh bread, and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. So when they had died, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou more than these? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. And he said unto him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. And he said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, you know all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus said unto him the third time, feed my sheep. Oh, we must understand Peter here. He just like, isn't he? When something is terrible is going on in our lives, we just forget the important things that we should be doing. And here our Lord had just died. Although they'd seen the Lord prior to this, but here Peter was still, I believe his mind was still on the things that had happened. And here, he like a lot of us, instead of doing what we're supposed to be doing, we'd rather do something else. You know, like a lot of us, when something is terrible happening in our life, we'd rather turn to something we know best. And here, Peter was a fisherman. And Peter knew if he could just go back fishing, everything would be all right. He'll forget what had happened. He'll forget that he lost his best friend, Jesus. He'll forget all this had occurred if he just can go back fishing. But while they were fishing, Jesus appeared to them that morning. See, they was out there all night fishing and didn't catch nothing. Oh, isn't this something? Here, you're going back to something that you love doing and not having success at it. You're going back to do something and it's just not working out. And here, it wasn't working out for Peter and the rest of them. But I want you to notice something. When Peter said, I'm going fishing, look what the rest of them did. They followed right behind Peter. I'm here to tell you, my friend, Peter was a leader. And sometimes, in certain groups, we have leaders that stand out. And Peter was that kind of leader that stood out. And Peter said, I'm going fishing. And the rest followed Peter to go fishing. They'd forgotten all about what Jesus said to be a disciple, to be they go out there and be fishers of men. They want to go back and fish for fish. You understand what I'm saying? And Peter was the main one that went, and they followed Peter. And they went fishing all night, going back to something that they knew, but they were not successful at it. Oh, sometimes, my friend, we get like that in life. We can toil and toil for years and never be successful. And the reason why we're not successful, because we're doing it without the permission of the Lord sometimes. Peter knew the Lord wanted him to go out there and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, to do evangelism. But here Peter said, I'm going fishing for fish instead of fishing for men. And here Jesus knew he had to have another meeting with them. And when Jesus came, I'm sure he was fixing breakfast for them, if I can put it in that term. He was fixing breakfast for them. Fish with a nice cup of cold water, if I can put it like that. And here They sent Jesus afar, and they didn't catch nothing all night. And Jesus told them to cast the net out again. And when they cast their net out again, they caught plenty of fish. And the net was not even much broken. You see, when you do things with the Lord in mind, you will have success. But many of us, we don't have success because we're not doing it with the Lord in mind. Because our Lord can do the impossible. But they caught a net full of fish, so much the net could not hold them. But when Peter was to leave it, don't forget that. When Peter recognized it was Christ that was on shore, he girded up his fishing equipment and put it on and swam to Jesus. He couldn't wait. Peter was a fast-acting person, wasn't he? Peter seeing Jesus on the shore, and Jesus starts sharing a meal with them, and Jesus asked them the question that I believe he would have asked all of us. Sometimes when we get so out, and we know we're supposed to be out there preaching and teaching God's word, we know we're supposed to be out there and telling our friends about Jesus Christ, but we want to go back to do something we are so familiar with, and we forget what the Lord wants us to do, don't we? And this is what Peter has done here. He forgot. His mind was not on fishing for souls. And Jesus actually listened to what Jesus said. So then they had dined with Jesus, said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these?" And they said to him, "Lord, you know I love you." And said, "Go feed my lambs." And the these here, you know what the these was, what Jesus was talking about. He was talking about, do you love this occupation, this profession of fishing for fish? Because I recognize this is your profession. But are you willing to be fishers of men? Are you willing to go feed my lambs? Are you willing to feed my sheep, Peter? Are you willing to win souls for me, Peter? Are you willing to do that instead of returning back to your profession, to what you know best, to what you are familiar with? And like I said, lots of us, when we are down and out, when we are feeling bad, when we had a hard day, we forget about the Lord and we want to return back something that's easy. And I must admit, sometimes when you're working for the Lord, sometimes when you're in the army of the Lord, sometimes the road gets tough and the going get rough, and sometimes we want to just give up and we just want to quit. We want to be patient. We just want to quit on the Lord and return back to something we're familiar with. We're going to end it here. We're getting good on this one. This is another good one. I don't know if I'm going to continue on tomorrow again, but this is a good one. Another good one. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, allow me thy name. For we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings that you brought our way. Father, we pray for our listeners. We pray that all have a good day and enjoy this afternoon. And that, Father, that you be with each one. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. As always, it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. All have a good day and goodbye. And we hope you have a good evening. Bye-bye. Thank you.